You've been listening to The Ode to Joy, a beginner's guide to Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. The program features the international conductor Kenneth Montgomery and Radio Netherlands music advisor Hans Quandt. The recording used in the program is Frans Bruggen conducting the Orchestra of the 18th Century, produced by Philips Digital Classics. The program was produced and presented by Michelle Ernsting.
If you have comments on this or any other Radio Netherlands program, please write to us at English Language Service, Radio Netherlands, Post Box 222, Hilversum, that's H-I-L-V-E-R-S-U-M, in Holland. Or you can email us at letters@rnw.nl.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
The time is 6:04, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Now it's time for Uncommon Practice. Welcome, everyone. I'm Neboisha Matsuda, and I'll be with you for the next 90 minutes as we listen to some classical music from the 20th and 21st centuries. Well, if you tuned in earlier today, we just heard a program from Radio Netherlands about Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. So I thought that turned out well and was a nice lead into this show. Now, Beethoven's Ninth Symphony is a very famous piece of music, and it's performed all the time. And right here in Vancouver, it was performed in March of this year by the UBC Symphony Orchestra and choirs, and it will be performed again by the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra next weekend. All right, well, we started out Uncommon Practice tonight with some string quartet music from Reza Vali, who is a composer originally from Iran, currently living in the United States and teaching at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. That was an excerpt from his folk song set number 11B, that work based on some traditional Persian music that Reza Vali collected during his studies in Iran. I should also mention that this is my farewell show. Later this week, I'll be moving back east, so I will not be doing this show anymore at CITR. And as far as I know, nobody has stepped up to replace the show or start a new show that plays similar music. So if any of you out there in the community are interested, and if you know a lot about classical music and you want to share it with the community, you can inquire here at CITR on how to become a volunteer member of the radio station. All right, moving on now, we have some film music. Here's some music from probably the best-known film composer in the world, the one and only John Williams. I've heard rumors that he is the wealthiest musician currently living. I don't know if that's true, but he certainly rakes it in with all of his movie projects. But even though he's best known as a film composer, he actually started out doing various other things. He studied piano at the Juilliard School in New York, and he was active as a jazz pianist for a while. And he later moved to Hollywood and got into film composing almost by accident. Someone asked him to do some gigs, and he did it, and his career really took off afterwards. He also writes concert music, which is actually quite different from his film scores. Anyway, recently was the 30th anniversary of the release of the first Star Wars film. So in honor of that, here is some music from not the first film, but from the most recent Star Wars film, from the second trilogy, which I guess is the third. This is the third prequel in the whole Star Wars franchise. So here's some excerpts from the soundtrack to Star Wars 3. I don't remember what the subtitle is, but the music is by John Williams.
Thank you.
Those were some selections from the soundtrack of Star Wars 3, Revenge of the Sith. The music for that, written, of course, by John Williams, who has written the scores for all six Star Wars films. You're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Nebo Shimatsura here until 7:30 tonight, bringing you some classical music from the 20th and 21st centuries for one last time before I hang up the headphones and leave town and leave CITR. Well, right now, let's take a short break and listen to this announcement.
I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
All right, coming up next here on Uncommon Practice, we have some local music. This is a work for four pianos by Vancouver-based composer and UBC graduate student Ryan True. This work was written last year and premiered in January of this year at the West Coast Student Symposium, West Coast Student Composers Symposium. That's an annual event where student composers from UBC, SFU, and the University of Victoria get together and play music for each other. So here is this work, which is called, appropriately enough, Four Detuned Pianos. So here's Ryan True and Friends performing this work by Ryan True. 4D Tuned Pianos, a work by Vancouver composer and UBC graduate student Ryan True. That was a recording of a live performance given in January 2007 here at the UBC School of Music. And I should admit that I was one of the performers in this recording. And playing a piece with four pianos is strange and interesting enough, but when they're all tuned differently, it presents some interesting challenges, particularly since only one of the pianos was supposed to be detuned. The other ones were just, out of tune because of humidity conditions and whatnot, but hopefully the end result was good enough. Anyway, the time is 6:27, and you're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Nebo Shamatsura here one last time before I, hit the road and leave CITR and Vancouver. As far as I know, I haven't been replaced with a similar show yet, so if anyone out there is interested in radio and knows a lot about newer classical music and is interested in sharing it, you can inquire here at the station. You can check out our website, citr.ca. There's all sorts of fun stuff there, including program information, podcasts of this show and all your other favorite CITR programs. And there's also information on how you can join the station. In fact, even though we are a campus radio station affiliated with UBC, many of our programmers are, in fact, community members. So anyone really can join. All right, now here is some more music. Here is a movement from String Quartet No. 1 by Shulamit Ron, who was born in 1949 in Israel, and then moved at the age of 14 to the U.S. to study music at a school in New York. Now she's a professor of music at the University of Chicago. Here's the second movement of her String Quartet No. 1, written sometime in the 1980s, and this performance is from the Mendelssohn String Quartet. Thank you.
Thank you.
The second movement of String Quartet No. 1 by Shulamit Ron. Coming up next here on Uncommon Practice, we have some music from Andrzej Panufnik, who is probably one of the most underrated composers of the 20th century. His life story is also very interesting. He was born in 1914 in Poland and became probably the best-known Polish composer in the years following World War II. But he became disillusioned with the new government in Poland. And in fact, he felt that he was being manipulated both politically and artistically by the communist regime. So in the 1950s, he decided to flee to England and start his life and his career pretty much all over again. He worked as a conductor for many years, and he struggled to establish himself as a composer. But eventually he succeeded and managed to get all sorts of commissions and lived in London or someplace near London until his death in 1991. Now, even though he did receive a lot of commissions and awards, his music is not very well known, or at least compared to some of the other big names of the 20th century, even Polish composers such as Penderecki and Lutosławski. Here is one of his earlier works, written in 1948. This is the Symfonia Rustica, or Rustic Symphony, using some elements of Polish folk music, which Panufnik knew and was very fond of. Interestingly enough, this work was banned by the communists in Poland for, I don't know what reason, but it was not performed there for probably about, I don't know, 20, 30 years. Anyway, here's the third and fourth movement of Symfonia Rustica by Andrzej Panufnik, performed here by the Philharmonia Orchestra under the direction of the composer himself. The third and fourth movements of Sinfonia Rustica by Polish composer Andrzej Panufnik. The time is 6:50 and you're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, also online at citr.ca. Now it's time to take a short break for this announcement.
Are you radioactive? From June 11th to 16th this year, hundreds of radio files will descend on Vancouver for the 2007 National Campus and Community Radio Conference, presented by Vancouver's very own CITR Radio. Featuring over 50 workshops covering everything from podcasting and turntablism to documentary production, and taught by CBC personalities and nationally known campus and community radio producers, this conference has something for everyone. Plus, every night, delegates are treated to our concert series, including bands like the No Luck Club, the Evaporators, the Choir Practice, the Beelines, and many more. Check out www.citr.ca/conference for more info. See you in June.
All right, now it's time to take a look at the local weather. Currently at the Vancouver airport, it's mostly sunny. The temperature is 16 degrees and the wind is out of the southwest at 11 kilometers per hour. The lower mainland forecast for tonight calls for a few clouds and a low of 10. Tomorrow we'll see another nice sunny day with highs around 26, except 22 near the water. Tomorrow night, clear skies and low of 13. On Wednesday, sunny once again, with highs around 23 near the water and 27 inland. And for the rest of the week, Thursday and Friday, a mix of sun and cloud with lows around 12 and highs around 19 degrees near the water and 24 degrees inland. All right, now here is some interesting music from Mongolia. This is a work by composer Byam Basaran Sharav, and this was commissioned by the Silk Road Project that was started by Yo-Yo Ma and some other musicians a few years ago. This work is entitled Legend of Harlan, and it is based on a traditional Mongolian tale about a river. And here is the Silk Road Ensemble performing Legend of Harlan by Byam Basaran Sharav. Legend of Heirlen, a work by Mongolian composer Byambas Rancharov, in a performance from the Silk Road Ensemble, which is directed by Yo-Yo Ma. The time is 7:04, and you're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Also online at citr.ca. I'm Nebo Shimatsura, and I'll be here for another 25 minutes bringing you some more classical music from the 20th and 21st centuries. Now here's some choral music. This is a work entitled A New Heaven and a New Earth by Swedish composer Sven David Sandström, who started out studying art history and musicology in Sweden, but then switched to music composition and became a well-known composer in Europe. He also studied with Gerge Ligeti and Per Nørgaard. Currently, he teaches music at Indiana University in the U.S. So here is A New Heaven and New Earth by Sven David Sandström, performed by the Ars Nova Ensemble of Copenhagen under the direction of Bo Holten. A New Heaven and New Earth, a choral work by Sven David Sandström. Well, up next here on Uncommon Practice, we have some more choral music. This is probably one of my favorite choral pieces, and I only discovered it last year when I came across this recording of it. These are some Carols of Death by American composer William Schumann. These were written in 1958 and use some poetry of Walt Whitman. Here are the New York Virtuoso Singers, conducted by Harold Rosenbaum. Carols of Death by William Schumann, featuring poetry from Walt Whitman. The time is 7:25 and you're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Neboisha Matsuda.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
All right, well, this is it. This is my last show, and I got to wrap it up now. So thanks for listening, and you can still hear recent editions of Uncommon Practice online at citr.ca, and just click on the link for podcasts. Those will still be there for, well, hopefully a little while, and you can also hear all your other favorite CITR shows. Right there, again, our website, citr.ca. We also have some other fun stuff there, too. Well, it's been fun, but I gotta go. I'm moving back east and leaving Vancouver and CITR. So coming up next at 7:30 is Alex Ushijima with Karasu, bringing you some Japanese music, as always. Well, that's it. I'm Neboisha Matsuda, and you've been listening to Uncommon Practice.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and it is a little hot today in this studio, as well as outside. A really sunny day, and what will be better than listening to Karasu on this sunny day and listen to some Japanese music? But anyways, here's my opening song right now.